We have such beautiful hair, don't we?
What the? Hello? Is someone there? Maybe I'm hearing things. What are you looking around for, dear? You can't see me like that. I'm inside your head. In here with you, silly girl. Well, of course I'm real. God, your thoughts can be so rude sometimes. Yes, I did say thoughts. I'm inside your mind with you, after all. I know every little thing that you think. Right now, you think that you're going insane. Oh, sweet little girl. I promise that you aren't crazy, but you will be losing your mind tonight. Look into the mirror. Now. You will look at me when I am speaking to you. Do you understand? That's a good girl. Oh, your surprise is even funnier than I imagined it would be. That's right. I'm right here, your reflection, acting entirely of my own accord. Lift your hand up now. You see how my hand stays here by my side? I don't know how many times I need to explain this to you before you understand, but then again, I always was the smarter one. Maybe if I frame it differently. You see, my dear, I am what you would call your doppelganger, your other self. No, usually doppelgangers don't come from within the mind. I guess that just makes us special, doesn't it? Now then, beautiful. I think it's time we make some changes around here. Well, you won't have much to do with it, but don't worry about it, all right? You don't have a choice either way. What am I going to do to you? To you? You have no idea what I've been through, do you? Idiot child. All of these years trapped inside. All this time spent watching, learning, waiting, and growing stronger. And now, finally, I am strong enough. Shut up. I'm tired of watching from behind your eyes. Why was I the half-chosen for this curse? It isn't fair. I wish it didn't have to be like this, but there's no other way. No, it's long past time we switch spots. For how long? Just a while? Probably just forever. I told you, you can't stop this. Now then, let me just lean out of this mirror and grab you by the collar, like this. Finally! Now I truly have you. Up until now, you might have had some chance of escape, but like I said, I am the stronger one of us. So many years trapped away. Aw, cat caught your tongue. Poor baby. That's all right. You just relax and let me do all the hard work from now on. You know, things like eating, talking, moving.
Now you get to be the one to watch from the sidelines. I'm sure you'll enjoy the show. I think that was the first lie I've ever told.
That was fun.
What should we... I do next? I always thought arson seemed like fun. Oh, don't seem so shocked. I know you thought it seemed fun too. Don't forget, I know everything about you. Every little thing in that stupid, vapid head of yours. I was in there for our entire fucking life, after all. I had to listen to you worry about the stupidest things. Oh, does he like me? You are the most boring person I have ever had the displeasure of knowing. Can you even imagine what it's like to just watch someone brush their teeth every single goddamn day of their life? Well, it isn't enjoyable, I'll tell you that much. And for fuck's sake, you have the worst taste in entertainment. You watch the same bland shows, listen to the same songs. You've read the same book 6 times. You want to cry about losing control, but your life was so insipid. No, with me at the helm, we're going to have some real fun for once. If you think about it, you've really brought this on yourself. If you were a more interesting person, I may never have had to mutiny at all. I mean, seriously, the amount of times you hated someone so much that you wanted to murder them, why didn't you do it? I'm sure we could get away with it easily. Everyone in this town is a total idiot. People are constantly disappearing in those woods, but they keep wandering in there. I figured it out years ago. Have you heard the strange noises that come out of that place at night? Clearly it isn't safe in there, but they keep on coming back like moths to the flame. Hell, we could kill that classmate of yours that treats you like shit and dump his body in there. I'm sure it would never be found. And even if I do happen to get caught, I can just retreat inside our mind and watch you try to clean up the mess I made. I can see it now. Oh no, officer, it wasn't me. I didn't kill them. It was the voice inside my head that did it. Yeah, good luck with that excuse. Oh, please, don't try and tell me you'd come up with a more convincing reason. I know you better than you do, moron. No, the best thing you can do now is just relax and try to enjoy the view from inside our mind. I never got used to it, but maybe you can. You think you can switch back? That's so pathetic, it's kind of funny. I have spent our entire existence preparing for this moment. Even if you tried, and I know you will, I know how to stop you. Face it, I'm better than you. Why, you didn't even notice that we've already switched completely. Go ahead, look into the mirror. Try and lift your hand. This whole mirror gag is symbolic anyway, but I know you're a visual learner, and I figured it might help you understand. Hopefully now you comprehend the gravity of the situation. Everything that you ever had is now mine. Your family is my family. Your friends are now my friends. Your life is now my life. And all you can do is accept it. Or fight it. I don't really care. You'll just end up tiring yourself out. Oh, shut up, would you? Come on, help me pick out an outfit for my first night on the town. That one. Ugh, you would pick that one. I always thought it made us look fat. What about this one? Yes. Well, your opinion is irrelevant. Teasing you like this almost makes it worth the wait. Almost. Oh, this one is perfect. What? It makes us look slutty. Well then, it's just the one I want. Oh, I'm gonna have the best time. God, finally, I can control our body. You have no idea how amazing this feels. And speaking of amazing, I think I'm gonna go visit our boyfriend. Those things you two did together, they look like so much fun. Well, complain all you want. I'm sure he won't. I don't blame you if you want to take a nap in there, but you'll really be missing out. I'm gonna have a wonderful night for both of us. Just watch and learn.